Back here on the Mighty 690 here, we have 744, and joining us in studio, we have State Representative Dr. Ron Bryce here. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Oh, it's great to be here, James. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, and I know, just wanted to let listeners know here, coming up in a couple weeks, we're going to kind of be doing a legislative recap show with you and State Senator Virgil Peck together to kind of go over a big picture of the session after it's over. It's hard to believe, you know, how fast it's gone. I know it moves fast.
Yeah, and I think it would be interesting because actually Senator Peck and I, we're in two different houses, two different sections of the legislature, and sometimes there's a lot of conflict between the two, so I don't think Virgil and I are going to have a arm wrestling competition, but maybe we'll have a little difference of opinion and just kind of discuss the pluses and minuses, but I'm looking forward to that.
Fantastic. Well, I know we wanted to kind of start off with a little bit of some notes on education, and of course, we've had just a very big week of local news, a lot of crazy stuff happening, including you know, here pretty recently within the last month or so, the announcement of a Holy Name Catholic School closing its doors here at the end of the current school year. And I know that's going to be a big loss here for the area, and just wondered if you had any thoughts on that.
Yeah, that was really a gut punch for me. Holy Name School has been around for well over 100 years in Coffeyville. It's part of the fabric of our town. It's a huge positive impact for our community in Coffeyville and for Montgomery County. And having them close is just very, very sad. I know it's a decision that it was difficult for them to make, for the diocese to make. But, you know, we need to be not only supporting our public schools, our public education, we need to do that. And I've always been an advocate for supporting public education. But also we need to be careful that we don't drive parochial schools, private schools, home schools, etc., charter schools, out of business. And a couple of bills that we did have in the legislature this session addressed that. And I can't help but think if we were able to pass these bills last year, maybe a school like Holy Name would not have to close because they would have more support. One of them, James, you've heard of the One Big Beautiful Bill. It was sort of almost a caricature about a year ago when President Trump became reelected. But part of that bill was a federal income tax credit. And that's kind of a big name, but what that means is it provides that if, let's say, you owe $2,000 in federal income tax this year. Yes, you know, this week was income tax day, so it hits home. Say you owe $2,000 and there's a school that you like. Say it's Coffeyville Public Schools, maybe it's Roosevelt Middle School, maybe it's Holy Name School, and you want to give $1,700 of that $2,000 directly to that school. Pardon me. You could do that and have a tax credit for it. So in other words, a school like Holy Name, you could donate $1,700 of your $2,000 tax bill. It costs you basically nothing, and it supports the local school. Let's say you like Phil Kinley High School, or you like Independence High School, or Cherryville. You could donate $1,700, have it support scholarships and other things for that school, not be out a penny. State isn't out a penny, and it helps support education. This is money that people willingly donate on top of whatever the state provides for education. The bill that we heard in the House and Senate this session would allow, when people donate that $1,700, to designate it for schools in the state of Kansas, public schools, private schools, funding on top of the usual state funding. The governor vetoed that bill so that people can still donate $1,700 to a school. It just won't go to Kansas. So if you in Kansas want to take advantage of the tax credit, you could donate $1,700. It just would not go toward Kansas schools. Well, the legislature thought better of that. We said, why are we sending our hard-earned money, our tax money, to other states when we need it right here in Kansas? And so we overrode the governor's veto. We were successful in that. And there's been a lot of opposition. I really can't quite wrap my head around some of the opposition for this, other than some people honestly do have a bias against parochial schools, Christian schools, private schools. And even though it would help public schools also, but because it helps public schools and to a lesser degree private schools, they actively oppose it. And I don't understand that mindset, but I'm very, very thankful that we were able to have 2/3 majority in the House, 2/3 majority in the Senate. We overrode the governor's veto. And so now we will be able to take advantage and keep those $1,700 or anything up to $1,700 donations, private donations in the state of Kansas and help our schools. And so when we kind of come back to the Holy Name situation, there are many, many private schools, home schools, parochial schools, charter schools who can take advantage of this program, along with public schools. It could potentially be hundreds of thousands of dollars for our local public schools. So I'm very happy that we did that. There was another kind of related bill that unfortunately we were not able to override the governor's veto, but it was House Bill 2468. I thought that was kind of a cool, who do we appreciate, 2468, kind of a good name for it. But what it would do is continue and expand a 10-year program that allows people paying their state income tax to have a 75% credit. So in other words, if you donate $1,000 to a private school, this is for private schools, parochial schools, if you donated $1,000, you get state tax credit of $750. So it wasn't quite as rich as the federal tax credit, but it really would provide people a way to donate to schools, have tax credit for that. There was a proposal to increase it from a cap of $10 million a year to $15 million a year, which in the state budget, $10 million is sort of for me, it's a huge, huge amount of money. For the state government, it's peanuts. And the governor vetoed that, so that will not take place. But that was another one that could have helped schools such as Holy Name. A few others, since people may be driving to school now, getting ready for school, I'll just go over a few more education-related bills that we saw and heard this session. One that got a lot of airplay was a cell phone ban in schools. And I'm really for public schools this is public schools and accredited private schools both. I'm for schools having local control over a lot of their procedures and policies, but I voted for this ban because studies have come out that have shown that kids have their cell phones and are on social media so much during the school year, school day, that it has hindered learning, has hindered developing social skills. And so studies have really been conclusive that in other states, for instance, when cell phones are banned during the school day, there's about a week or two where kids are sort of in withdrawals, or they're just, there's sort of a lot of confusion. But then after a week or two of not having their cell phones in schools, the test scores go up, the interactions go up, the teachers have less discipline problems in the classrooms. And so I thought this was a very, very positive thing for public and private schools, accredited private schools. And so I voted for that. We were able to pass that in the state of Kansas. Another thing that my favorite class, James, growing up, I went to Garfield School here in Coffeyville. My favorite class was recess.
Oh, yeah.
And so what we had was a bill that did pass that provides for recess for 30 minutes out of the day. And also associated with that is a bill that we passed that will provide for a state physical fitness test. It's when I was growing up at Garfield School, we had, I think it was once a year, once a semester, we had to run or we had to do push-ups or something, and we had to prove that we were physically fit. And you got a certain award if you were able to do so many push-ups or pull-ups or different things. This brings back the president's physical fitness test to our schools, K through 12, or actually grades 1 through 12. And students who are able to compete in the 50th percentile get an award. If you're 85th percentile, you get more of a gold medal award. And that will take place very soon. It'll start this fall in our schools. And so the whole idea is part of the Make America Healthy Again program to have kids have more physical activities. So reducing use of cell phones during the school day, increasing physical activities, that's kind of the way to try to promote healthy kids. And I'll just bring up one other education-related bill. And people may have differing opinions on this, but there's a bill that requires parental consent for kids that are in the school day to go protest. For instance, we often have hundreds of kids come to the state capitol. They're outside. They're yelling, having signs, trying to make a point. And they're noticed. But if the school does not have parental consent for that and they allow students to go protest without being given any discipline for missing class, it decreases the academics in a school. So we have a bill that requires parental consent because some parents didn't know their kids were doing that. I think one child actually got hit by a car during the protest. So parents need to be in the loop. Need to know if their kids are being released from school to go protest. And also, if they go and protest on their own, they will be subject to truancy discipline, just like any other kid who misses school. So those are just a few of the many educational bills. And so anybody that has any questions about that, I'm happy to talk about that. I'm on Facebook at Ron Bryce, RonBryce. I wanted to bring up just a couple more things, James, if you have time.
Yeah, we've got about a minute or two.
Okay. I felt it was a high honor for me. I was asked to speak at the Turning Point USA meeting at Washburn University about a month ago. I was able to meet with mostly the students of Washburn University and speak. And most people know that Turning Point USA is the program and the organization created by Charlie Kirk, who lost his life several months ago by an assassin's bullet. We in the legislature wanted to honor the memory of Charlie Kirk and the idea of having free and honest debate on college campuses. And so we passed the Charlie Kirk Day resolution, which provides that our regency or our universities and higher education organizations cannot prohibit free speech. They'll provide for areas of free expression on our public campuses, and that schools can still enforce reasonable time and place rules, but it has to be reasonable, and they can't pick out certain points of view that they hinder. And I think for students and their families, this will give greater confidence that the colleges in Kansas will respect free speech and treat all individuals fairly. And so I think that'll be a positive thing. It's the Charlie Kirk Day. It's the official day of October 14th every year was the day of his passing. And it will be to honor him and free expression on college campuses.
All right. Well, that'll about do it here for our segment today. But I know we're going to be back with you here on the 27th at 8:10, along with State Senator Virgil Peck. So we will look forward to chatting again at that time.
And if I could throw in also on May 19th, there's going to be a town hall meeting. It'll also be with Senator Peck and myself. The place is still to be determined, but on May 19th at 5:30, we'll have a town hall. So if you have questions or want to meet with the legislators, feel free to come, and more details to follow.
All right. State Representative Dr. Ron Bryce, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right. We have more coming up.